¿Cómo están, amigos? I won't say happy Monday because that's annoying, but it is Monday. Welcome to the Snooze. On today's episode, I'll cover Zuckerberg's latest apology, Tesla's latest announcements, and France's new Photoshop rule. I'm your host, Will Nitza. On Saturday night, Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg concluded his Yom Kippur by posting the following, quote, "For those I hurt this year, I ask forgiveness, and I will try to be better. For the ways my work was used to divide people rather than bring us together, I ask forgiveness, and I will work to do better," end quote. The past few months have been a PR train wreck for the world's largest social network. For starters, it was recently discovered Russia spent over $150,000 on Facebook election ads that may have reached between 3 and 20 million people, and that Facebook groups with links to Putin organized pro-Trump rallies on U.S. soil. This forced Zuckerberg to backtrack on his year-old statement that it was quote-unquote crazy to think Facebook influenced the presidential election. Specifically, he stated, quote, "After the election, I made a comment that I thought the idea misinformation on Facebook changed the outcome of the election was a crazy idea. Calling that crazy was dismissive, and I regret it," end quote. Do you, though, Mark? Do you? Zuck also addressed the president's tweet last Wednesday that Facebook has always been anti-Trump, though he was not as apologetic on that matter, posting, quote, "Trump says Facebook is against him. Liberals say we helped Trump. Both sides are upset about the ideas and content they don't like. That's what running a platform for all ideas looks like," end quote. Zuckerberg then highlighted how Facebook positively influenced the election through discourse and voter turnout, how Facebook would change its ad structure to ban untraceable ads, and how infinitesimal foreign ad impact really was. So, after I digested all this noise around Facebook's impact on presidential matters, I found myself thinking just how similar Zuckerberg's role is to the US president's in that his job is pretty much impossible. He's tasked with concurrently appeasing profit-hungry shareholders, a controversy-seeking public, and politicians who can't stomach online criticism. While these Russian scandals were problematic, I can tell you with pretty much certainty they won't be the last of their kind, given that Facebook is founded on a prioritization of flamboyant ads and posts. Tesla released two pieces of news last week that I think are worth sharing. Firstly, in response to the utter devastation that Hurricane Irma and Tropical Storm Maria inflicted on Puerto Rico in recent weeks, the company will be sending hundreds of its at-home Powerwall battery packs to the island, and a group of employees to help with installation and solar panel repair. Virtually 100% of the island's 3.5 million residents are still without power, and it won't be 6 months until power is fully restored. On an entirely different note, Tesla chief Elon Musk also announced the company is planning on building a network of retail and lifestyle-focused mega supercharger locations, on top of its existing 5,000 non-mega supercharger locations. A number, by the way, that Musk said back in April he would double by the time the Model 3 is released. Musk has described these bigger and better locations as, quote, "like really big supercharging locations with a bunch of amenities, great restrooms, great food, and an awesome place to hang out for half an hour and be on your way," end quote. That impression's a work in progress. A few thoughts here, though. For one, there's absolutely no other tech figure who could get away with a product that starts with both mega and super. And that is a fact. In all seriousness, though, I think the move makes a ton of sense. I certainly don't own a Tesla, but I have read that charging stations aren't always located in areas with amenities. So mega supercharging stations will both occupy drivers and drive retail revenue. Moreover, given that Tesla has 500,000 pre-orders for Model 3s, they also simply need a higher volume of stations in coming years. So why not trick those stations out? And finally, I gotta give Business Insider credit for making some actually pretty decent proposals for the stations. I think my favorite proposal of theirs is that Tesla create its own coffee brand called Elon's Blend. The thinking being, it already vertically integrates its manufacturing, so why not Java? The country of France just put Adobe Photoshop on blast in a pretty big way. On Sunday, French officials advised that any commercial image that's been digitally altered to make a model look thinner will have a cigarette packet style warning on it. Warnings will say photographie retouchée, which translates to edited photograph, apparently. Those who fail to adhere to this regulation will be fined the equivalent of $45,000, or 30% of the cost of creating the ad, depending on context. The government has officially deemed image doctoring a public health issue. Health Minister Marisol Touraine put out a statement saying, quote, "Exposing young people to normative and unrealistic images of bodies leads to a sense of self-deprecation and poor self-esteem that can impact health-related behavior," end quote. Now, France is not the first country to instate such a rule. Israel, for example, has done so. But this move is making particularly big waves given France's cultural expectations around thinness. For instance, France has the lowest body mass index, or BMI, of any European country. This is also not the only measure the French government has taken of late. Since May, they've also required that models provide doctor's notes to prove that they're healthy. So I had two primary reactions to this crackdown on Photoshop. Firstly, I wholeheartedly agreed with it. To me, photoshopping models is not only a form of blatant false advertising, but it makes people, and mostly women, feel like shit because their bodies don't look like a fake representation of a human. And secondly, the issue of Photoshop is arguably just as big in the US. I mean, a month ago, the internet almost broke when people found out Kim Kardashian's ass wasn't as perfectly round and spherical as they thought it was. I think the sage Kendrick Lamar had it right when he said, "I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like some ass with a stretch mark." We'll finish today with five headlines and my knee-jerk reactions. Number one, CB Insights just reported that 44% of Goldman Sachs job listings are in tech. Bankers in hoodies would be kinda awesome. Number two, Travis Kalanick made a surprise appointment of two new directors to the Uber board on Friday. And new CEO Dara Khosrowshahi is pissed. You kind of got to respect Kalanick's ability to troll from afar here. Number three, U.S. regulators voted on Friday that insurance giant AIG is no longer too big to fail, freeing it from years of tough government oversight. Prudential Financial is the only non-bank left with that designation. Sucks to be those guys. Number four, Starbucks bucked the e-commerce trend by shuttering its online store on Sunday, and bricklayers must be pumped. Number five, an online feud has ignited between JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, who's called cryptocurrency a fraud, and leaders at investment bank Macquarie Group, who think it isn't. Frankly, I have no freaking clue who's right, so I'm gonna stop talking right now. And that is all she wrote, folks. This was our fourth episode, so while we're still semi-new, let us know what you think. If you liked it, please subscribe wherever you get your pods, and if you didn't, then I guess listen to NPR? I don't know. Also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, where we'll be posting cool stuff pretty much every day. And have yourself a not terrible Monday.